Do you think you'll survive that?
Yes, I do. I think that, you know, I'm here to work, I'm here to do my very best, and that's what we're doing right now.
Have you had a conversation with the chairman, or what do you say to the Bolt Wanderers supporters after that, Dougie?
I've not had a conversation with the chairman, I haven't, and I say to the Bolt Wanderers supporters, thanks very much for travelling down to watch your team tonight. Very long journey for you, and unfortunately, once again, we don't give ourselves a chance to win the game.
At any point, did you consider your position as manager?
No, I don't think that way at all. I believe very hard to try and change things around. It is a very difficult job, there's no doubt about it. You know, I don't think the players have chucked it all in. I think they're showing a very good spirit. They keep on going, they've got a good attitude.
So you still expect to be in charge? And if you are, when you play Bournemouth at the Macron Stadium on Saturday, I mean, I don't think you need me to remind you what that atmosphere, given the depth of feeling that people are talking about Bolton Wanderers. They're very, very unhappy. They're unhappy with you. They're unhappy with the chairman.
Yes, I understand that. But let's get it very straight here. We're professionals, you know, and we turn up and we try to do a professional job. I understand the fans' frustration. And I've said before, there's no need to be happy with anybody else except for myself. I get that. I understand that. What I will do is I will turn up on Saturday and Pyeongchang, pick a team that's got characters in it and a bit of fight and a bit of spirit, and hopefully someone will align, Jack. We don't give any sort of any areas away. We can't legislate for them, we just cannot do it.
You told me earlier this week that you're in regular contact with the chairman. Yes. Would you expect that you will speak to him before Saturday?
Yes, of course we will speak tomorrow. That's what we normally do. If not tonight, after the game, we might speak tomorrow and we'll have a discussion, as we always do, on the field, off the field, about the whole football club.
How do you move it forward, though, Dougie, from this point? You're 4 points adrift now in the bottom three of the Championship.
Yes. What we do, Jack, is we set up a team and characters that we've got. We've got what we've got. There's no loans coming in. There's no... The Calvary's not coming over the hill to help us. We are down the bottom of a hill looking up it. But we have got to be professional, and we've got to make sure on Saturday we pick a team and we stop making mistakes.
People listening to this, quite honestly, will be astonished that, you know, you and indeed the chairman, with the amount of depth of feeling that there's, you don't expect any changes at all to take place.
Change in terms of what?
Chairman, does he consider his position? Do you consider yours?
No, I don't, Jack. I don't consider it. So, you know, we have found ourselves in this position a couple of times over a couple of years, and it's very, very difficult. There's no doubt about that. And we're working our way as hard as we possibly can with what we've got.
Dougie, we stood here after a defeat at Reading in March, and you looked at the players and said, listen, they weren't good enough. Do you genuinely think you've got players that are good enough to get you out of it now?
It doesn't look like that, does it? We need to find a way. I think these players here are certainly showed over a couple of years that they're not good enough to challenge at the top of the league. We've got characters in the team that will give it their all, there's no doubt, but you know, we're trying to set up our team in a son's way to sometimes attack, it doesn't work, sometimes defend, it doesn't work. So I think we've got the players in the dressing room to put on a fight, and we need to realise it is a fight now.